Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We'll begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 278, and following that, we sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 278. If I am bound, my Father is not free. If I accept that I am prisoner within a body, in a world in which all things that seem to live appear to die, then is my Father prisoner with me? And this do I believe, when I maintain the laws the world obeys, must I obey? The frailties and the sins which I perceive are real and cannot be escaped. If I am bound in any way, I do not know my Father nor myself, and I am lost to all reality. For truth is free, and what is bound is not a part of truth. Father, I ask for nothing but the truth. I have had many foolish thoughts about myself and my creation, and have brought a dream of fear into my mind. Today I would not dream. I choose the way to you instead of madness and instead of fear. For truth is safe, and only love is sure. Amen. As I contemplate this lesson, and it reminds me that this world I dream is not the truth. Recently, I was listening to a Rupert Spira video, and he was talking about the three states, and Ramana Maharshi also talks about these three states, the state of the waking dream, the state of the sleeping dream, and the state of deep sleep. And Ramana Maharshi, there was a quote something like this. It said, when you are asleep, you are awake. And when you are awake, you are asleep. And I take that to mean that when I am in deep sleep is when I am truly awake to the truth of who I am. And when I am in the waking dream, walking around, that is when I am asleep. The waking dream is the illusion. Deep sleep is closer to the truth. And then I listened to Rupert Spira, and this has stuck in my mind. He says that the sleeping dream state is more closer to the truth than the waking dream state. And I have been watching thoughts in meditation and notice when I am sinking into the sleep state that there are thoughts that seem to be of imagination, thoughts that don't make any sense. And when I heard myself say that to someone, I recognized that I was still believing that the thoughts in the waking dream must make more sense if the ones that I see when I'm transitioning into sleep don't seem to make any sense. So there was a comparison there. I was believing the thoughts in the waking dream made more sense than the thoughts in the sleeping dream. The sleeping dream thoughts, I said, had nothing to do with me, which is closer to the truth, isn't it? The thoughts in the sleeping dream really have nothing to do with me, my truth. But also the thoughts in the waking dream have nothing to do with me, my truth. Yet it was harder for me to see that in the waking dream than in the sleeping dream. And because it's easier to see in the sleeping dream that these thoughts make no sense, I am closer to the truth. The prayer in the lesson says, I have had many foolish thoughts about myself and my creation, and have brought a dream of fear into my mind. That is the waking dream. That is the sleeping dream. All of it is unreal. And so this is why I love the self-inquiry process, is I can stop and go, who is the one who's believing in the dream? Who is it that believes in the dream? That this thought is real, that this thought in the waking dream is more real, makes more sense than the thought in the sleeping dream. Holy Spirit, inner guide, my higher self, help me today to recognize that this is only a dream. Help me to see who it is that believes in the dream, or what it is that believes in the dream. Help me to return back to sanity. I'm so grateful for the teachers you've sent, for the experiences I had in the dream to help explain and draw the teaching into my heart. Thank you for being there with me always, the truth of who I am, never wavering, never changing. Always love. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we quiet the mind. We sink into a comfortable position. Getting comfortable so that the body is the least distracting that it can be. For these next few minutes, there's no place to go, nothing to do, nothing to solve or fix. No planning is needed. For the next few minutes, we turn inward, letting go of everything outside, all the roles and responsibilities, all the descriptions, all the possessions, all the wants and desires. We lay them all aside, as if being born brand new, right now, in this moment. Allowing ourselves to know in this moment that the thoughts that come into the mind, the emotions that we feel, the sensations that we're aware of, that they are not us, we notice them, but we don't claim them, we don't possess them. We notice them and we let them go, not even really touching them. Simply aware. Being aware that in these moments we have no boundaries, no constrictions. Completely free. Completely whole. Simply being the awareness. simply being aware. Just the being. Dropping everything. Allowing the awareness to be uninterested in anything but just being, just floating in an unmanifest state. Being without borders. And if something comes into awareness that catches your attention, simply let it go, as you would in a car driving by the trees. You're aware of the trees passing the car, but you're not attracted, attached, or interested. Aware, but not entwined. Simply allow everything that comes into awareness to just be. Without a second thought. Allowing yourself to experience just being your truth. Still, unlimited. Free. Unbound and free. Thank you for joining with me today in experiencing our unbound freedom. Namaste.